Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for taking time on your Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and chief of staff, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Happy Sunday morning to you, Ed. I'll tell you what, it's so good to see you again. I always look forward to coming and talking with you and, of course, with all of our listeners. Just as a reminder, I want to remind everybody that I am the chief of staff of CHI Memorial, Georgia. I continue to be amazed at all that CHI is doing in Northwest Georgia for the community, and there are so many things that will be coming out in the months and years to come to see and show CHI's support for North Georgia, and everybody I know will be very happy about that. I'm a family doctor, as you said, board certified in family medicine, other interests in sports medicine, hospice, home health, physical therapy. Basically, as you know, I have interest in a lot of things, and so do you. Tell us a little more about yourself, Ed.
Yes, and I agree with you. I always look forward to this time together. You know, at first it was trying to work all the little kinks out, but now it's become a pretty smooth operation, and we always seem to find plenty to talk about. Well, I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and 1979 I opened Nutrition World way across town on Mountain Creek Road, which I rarely speak of. And I have been doing this now for 39 years, and we really focus on assisting and educating the public on nutrition and health and wellness. We have evolved from what we would certainly would be called a nutrition store, health food store, into more of a wellness clinic. And that's part of the reason I put out all the effort to do activities like this radio show with you, Dr. Green, because I've really almost never believed that this kind of operation and situation could happen, where two different worlds have come together and very kindly and efficiently have kind of held hands on this journey for others' health. And I welcome your open-mindedness and the fact that, you know, you are embracing anything that's within reason, and you are certainly not an opposing force. We are partners on this.
You know, that's so true, Ed. I was just thinking, I like when you're describing Nutrition World as more of, you know, there is a healthcare delivery system. It's much more than just a store, and I'm learning that. I have barely scratched the surface, and let me encourage the listeners, if you haven't visited, please do so. I'm continually amazed by Ed and his store, Nutrition World, and all they offer, and, you know, certainly I've recommended their services to a lot of my friends as well. What's odd is that I've noticed that in my practice, I am slowly expanding my practice so that I'm including all of these different things that I'm learning through you and other guests that we have on the show. You know, I research them. I try a lot of things on myself when it comes to nutritional supplements or vitamins to see if, you know, I think they work. Do I really understand? Just like that.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for taking time on your Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and chief of staff, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Happy Sunday morning to you, Ed. I'll tell you what, it's so good to see you again. I always look forward to coming and talking with you and, of course, with all of our listeners. Just as a reminder, I want to remind everybody that I am the chief of staff of CHI Memorial, Georgia. I continue to be amazed at all that CHI is doing in Northwest Georgia for the community, and there are so many things that will be coming out in the months and years to come to see and show CHI's support for North Georgia, and everybody I know will be very happy about that. I'm a family doctor, as you said, board certified in family medicine, other interests in sports medicine, hospice, home health, physical therapy. Basically, as you know, I have interest in a lot of things, and so do you. Tell us a little more about yourself, Ed.
Yes, and I agree with you. I always look forward to this time together. You know, at first it was trying to work all the little kinks out, but now it's become a pretty smooth operation, and we always seem to find plenty to talk about. Well, I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and 1979 I opened Nutrition World way across town on Mountain Creek Road, which I rarely speak of. And I have been doing this now for 39 years, and we really focus on assisting and educating the public on nutrition and health and wellness. We have evolved from what we would certainly would be called a nutrition store, health food store, into more of a wellness clinic. And that's part of the reason I put out all the effort to do activities like this radio show with you, Dr. Green, because I've really almost never believed that this kind of operation and situation could happen, where two different worlds have come together and very kindly and efficiently have kind of held hands on this journey for others' health. And I welcome your open-mindedness and the fact that, you know, you are embracing anything that's within reason, and you are certainly not an opposing force. We are partners on this.
You know, that's so true, Ed. I was just thinking, I like when you were describing Nutrition World as more of, you know, there is a healthcare delivery system. It's much more than just a store, and I'm learning that. I have barely scratched the surface, and let me encourage the listeners, if you haven't visited, please do so. I'm continually amazed by Ed and his store, Nutrition World, and all they offer, and, you know, certainly I've recommended their services to a lot of my friends as well. What's odd is that I've noticed that in my practice, I am slowly expanding my practice so that I'm including all of these different things that I'm learning through you and other guests that we have on the show. You know, I research them. I try a lot of things on myself when it comes to nutritional supplements or vitamins to see if, you know, I think they work. Do I really understand? Just like the keto diet that we've talked about on so many shows, I frankly didn't believe you until I proved you right. So that being said, there are so many things I can now recommend or discuss with my patients, just have them consider, that are outside of traditional medicine, but that are effective for their health care. And I'm so glad to be able to offer that. And the patients are starting to notice. I've had a few good comments. I know some of my students have said the same thing. And, you know, we're expanding this cooperation between traditional and what I would have considered non-traditional medicine. And that is a good thing.
Yes, it is. I've never been more excited about the future of my business and the kind of the backdrop of how we, as I guess I would call naturalist, that was an older term for the old timers. And I, many of you who have been involved in the kind of philosophy that I certainly am from long ago might remember people like Jack LaLanne, Paul Bragg. There were many of the old timers who practiced and preached that natural foods, sometimes supplements, exercise, positive thinking were the keys to getting well and staying well. That doesn't mean that you certainly can't and shouldn't embrace, you know, acute care medicine, because if you fall, you break your leg, or you have an infection, or you get bit by ticks like I did, and we talked about that a couple weeks ago, you know, watching for signs and symptoms, and if you need a antibiotic, well, then you go get those. But a big chunk of what these conversations involve is keeping healthy. You know, it's a lot easier to keep the horse in the barn than to go round it up if you just let it go. And, you know, a lot of people have kind of let their health go. And I'm watching sometimes with modest frustration, sitting at Starbucks every morning, as I do, because that is my reading time. I spend about an hour every morning, 7 days a week. And that is what gets me grounded for the day and keeps me focused. But, you know, all of these people walking in, they're not, most of the time, and I don't mean to sound critical, they're not getting a big black coffee. They're basically getting a milkshake. And yet they're going around and they're telling themselves, oh yeah, I just had coffee at Starbucks. No, you didn't. You had about 400 calories, mainly from sugar. And, you know, that is the probably the worst thing to start your day with as far as a breakfast. But it's just they're busier and busier all the time. And I know people know, but they're just not wanting to acknowledge it, perhaps. And I mean, with your patients, are you saying, you know, that sometimes people fool themselves? I mean, is that something that I'm the only one who sees that? And I don't want to sound critical about these people, because I fooled myself about many things in life over my 60 years. But as far as fooling themselves with trying to create an image that they're doing something healthy, when in fact it's obvious they're not.
Well, I don't get to sit at Starbucks like you, and I really wish I could, and I may have to start doing that. I'm a little envious of that. I have my own quiet time in the morning, but I'm sitting still in my own home. May join you at Starbucks coming up soon. Yes, I have seen people trying to make what they think are healthy changes, and they are not. I guess if that's my patient and I talk, the first thing I would be thinking is I'm proud of them for at least making an effort to, you know, for doing something. Even if, like one of my patients, you know, I'm a runner, if what they did is park at the end of the parking lot and walk to my office and made an effort to do more, I'm happy with that. I think otherwise, if you see someone, if you know them, you can't talk to those strangers at Starbucks, but they're making an unhealthy choice and they talk to you about it, yes, give them your wisdom and show them what they should be doing. I guess the biggest problem I am seeing when it comes to, say, changes for a healthy lifestyle are that people try to do too much at once. You know, I'm always pushing my patients to change their lifestyle, change their eating habits, their exercise plans, and if they do too much at once, they quit. So I'm always trying to get them to take baby steps, just do something, make small changes, and then grow from there. That's my biggest thing that I see, too much at once, and they stop. They become discouraged.
Boy, are you speaking the truth. And that nothing rings more of what you just said than people in the gym. I work out 6 days a week, and every time I see a man or woman who I haven't seen, and then they come in and they work out 6 days a week, very few people are, I would call myself unique. Some people would say neurotic, but I've made it work for me. But I'm an unusual character. The majority of people who go from no workout to 6 days a week, you can count it on your hand, they will not be there in 6 months. They will burn out. They'll never be back for another couple years, and then they'll come back, and maybe they'll have wisdom the next time around. But you are exactly right. I do want to say one thing. This past week, the FDA did approve what's called CBD, and CBD is an extract molecule from hemp. Similar to marijuana, but it's not marijuana, but hemp is a cousin to it, I guess we would say. And it was kind of a surprise the way that it all happened, because CBD has magnificent potentials for helping some people in health. In fact, a customer yesterday brought a book in from a pharmacist named Earl Mendel, and he just came out with a book. It's on Amazon, called Healing with Hemp CBD Oil, a simple guide to using powerful and proven benefits of CBD about healing pain, emotions, and so much more. I have studied CBD extensively. I know, Dr. Green, we've had a guest on, John Kennedy, who is one of the experts in this part of the country. And Nutrition World has been the basic leader in bringing this to the market in Chattanooga in a big way. We've had lectures. We've done the radio show. We've educated people to the best that we can within the legal framework. We can't say that CBD can treat anything, but we can educate to show how beneficial it is. And I'm almost really excited the fact that now, after all of these decades, it finally has validity in mainstream thinking, because it's one of those weird things that I've seen hundreds or maybe 1,000 times in my business of nutrition, is the mainstream people or companies and institutions will demonize the things that we offer until they get it approved, and all of a sudden it becomes the greatest thing on earth. Well, I guess if you think about that, it really goes back to the money and the dollars somewhat. I don't want to be harsh about it, but not going into that avenue. I'm just thrilled that it is now approved, and they were threatening that once it got approved that it could not be sold over the counter like Nutrition World does, but it didn't happen. So now we both have it, which is the only fair way to do it. And so I'm really thrilled about the approval process. I think there's going to be so many people that now potentially can be helped. Like, you will be able to write a prescription for that now, and insurance will pay for that for I think there's two or three medical conditions, most of which favors around seizures, because it's so effective for people who are not being controlled by other medications. And it just has some health-building properties. So, you know, how often is it you can prescribe a drug that's not only going to improve the quality of the person's health and their illness, but vastly improve other aspects of their health? So I'm just wanted to mention that today. And it's,
I think,
already
we still have a lot of education to do for providers, though.
Right, yeah. But that's the great thing. You know, the pharmaceutical company is phenomenal at educating you. Well, it's already time for us to take our break, and when we come back, we are going to be discussing, like you said again, keto, because it's just one of the hottest topics. I spoke last week at Nutrition World to 95 people on keto diets and how to do it. So we've got all of that, plus a lot more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, back again with my friend Dr. Christopher Green, and in this segment we are again talking about something that is sweeping the country, very, very popular, and it's called the keto diet. And we have a wonderful guest, Sarah Payne, who will be here to explain some of things that can make it work easier for you in your life if you're embracing keto. And just quickly, I gave a lecture, like I said earlier, to 95 people about 2 weeks ago, and people want to learn about this because they're frustrated with sometimes their weight that they can't lose, the energy they don't have, inflammation that's causing a lot of health disturbances and discomfort. And keto is really where we try to teach the body to burn fat for fuel rather than carbohydrates. But welcome, Sarah. I can't wait to hear about, you know, all the helpful things that you can advise our listeners on. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, like you said, I'm Sarah Payne. I own a meal prep business called Lifestyle Cuisine. And we, every week, we post a brand new menu that will help people. They can call into the website and they can order our meals, and we offer breakfast, lunch, dinner. It's just really started as a healthy way, or a more nutritiously sound way, for people to get their meals more conveniently. So it started as that. We started back in September of 2014. And that was our main goal. Years later, I guess about a year and a half ago, I started the keto diet myself for medical reasons, and it completely transformed my life. I could talk about that, and I could go on and on about that, just the transformation that it made for me health-wise. I did lose a little bit of weight. I lost 22 pounds over a five-week span, and once I kind of balanced everything out, I ended up with a 17-pound loss that I've maintained for the past year and a half without any major effort. And anybody that knows me knows that health, exercise, all that has always been a major effort. I used to work out about 3 hours a day, six to 7 days a week.
Wow, that's awesome. And I know we've talked before and about, you know, what you're doing, and your own personal journey on this is a great story, because, you know, it's not all about just losing weight. It's really about being healthier, living a longer quality life, and feeling very optimal, because today's society does not feel optimal in regard to their energy, their thinking. And I like the one thing you said, that you actually lost the weight with very little effort. And, you know, I always have been saying this for years. It's really kind of a myth that calories in equals calories out. Now, there's some modest truth to that, of course, but it's really about changing the body chemistry, and keto does that. But, you know, when I gave the lecture 2 weeks ago to all those people, we realized from previous lecture that we did that one of the biggest areas of frustration is people like, I don't know what to eat. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to put it together. I'm very busy. I work all the time. Well, what's been, and we're going to have two segments with you, but on this one, what I want to, at this moment, talk to you about is how have you made it so easy for people like me and Dr. Green, who really don't have time to really fix the foods. You are, so to make it real concise, you're putting together pre-cooked or pre-made meals that are keto-friendly or true keto, one of those two. And so people, they will pick these up, like we sell them at Nutrition World, but I'm actually not sure about how other ways that they can embrace what you're offering. So tell me how they would actually do that.
Right. Well, there's a couple of ways. One, they can come to your store, but the main way that we really want, I want to have a one-on-one relationship with these people. I want to get to know what their issues are, because as you know, you've got the keto diet, but that doesn't mean that my keto diet is going to look like Dr. Green's, and Dr. Green's isn't going to look like yours, because they're all going to be, you know, the same baseline, but we're going to need to go in and kind of critique those a little bit. And, you know, I've seen that across the board. And I have to say, calories in versus calories out never worked for me. I remember, gosh, probably 4 or 5 years ago, I got desperate and did that silly HCG diet where they put you on 500 calories. I didn't lose a single solitary pound.
Really?
Not a pound.
And wow. How did you feel?
I felt miserable. Yeah. It was awful. And so I literally had tried every healthy approach, because I don't believe in fad dieting. So I tried all of the healthy approaches. And when I went to this doctor that put me on this diet, I looked at him and said, there's no way I'm going to do that diet. I'm a nutrition expert. How dare you tell me to do the keto diet? And he kind of sent me out the door with my tail tucked between my legs and, you know, put me in my place. And I tried it. And within 3 days, all of my acid reflux had completely subsided, which was something I dealt with a long time. But let's get back to the meals. So you can go to the website. We do put together all of your meals for you. Now, one thing that we do is if you go to the website, it says low carb, because we want to get specified with you. So you may benefit more from these fad, we're going to use fad diet terms, the Whole30, the paleo, and then the keto. Keto is what I believe in wholeheartedly, but there are some people that they want to stick with the Whole30 and that works best for them, or the paleo, and we can do that with them. It's all different variations. And so you have a note section that you can put that in. So what happens is if you put in there that we want keto and these are our goals, then we can go in and we can add some healthy fats. We can add some coconut oil, and we can add some MCT, or we can add some, you know, grass-fed butters or things like that to make it keto. But some of our keto meals may have dairy, which Whole30 we know can't have. So we'll go in and kind of critique that a little bit. So we want to get very precise and very personal with people. So we list these, our keto meals, as low carb. So that way we can, you know, hit all of those. And you can order breakfast, lunch, dinner for the week, or you can do just lunch, or you can do just dinner. We do have a keto challenge, and we do work one-on-one, you know, with your team there with Ideal Protein as well. So we want it to be very personalized.
Hey, I'm curious on one thing. Before you had started your business, I did a meal prep and had these delivered to the house, and I actually enjoyed them. They didn't look that tasty, but they actually were. My son is off at college, and they send him all of the recipes and the ingredients. He has to cook them. Do you have both types, or is it all pre-prepared?
It is all pre-prepared, okay. But I did not start my business as a means. Of course, every business started as a means to make money. My number one goal is to educate people. It is the biggest compliment for one of my customers to call me and say, I'm sorry, I don't need your service anymore, because you have taught me what I need to know to do it on my own. That does not hurt my feelings. It does not offend me, not one bit. It is, I feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to do for society if I am able to teach you how to do this on your own.
Wow. You know, that just resonates with me so, so well, because, of course, that is Nutrition World's philosophy, too. And if you are just tuning in, we are talking to Sarah Payne about the keto diet and how she's making life so easy for people who are super busy but want this kind of lifestyle. I actually did not realize that you offered such a plan, that you work with individual people like that for their needs. And, you know, and you know this, what a market there is for this. And if it's only, again, back on business, I found that if your only intent is to make money, then it simply doesn't seem to work too well anymore. You have to have that, both the blending of ethics, the hopefulness of helping other people. And then if you do all of that, generally, and you're have good common sense, the money will follow. So I love the fact that we have partnered as far as us carrying your pre-made foods at Nutrition World. Now, and again, clarify this for me, because I'm still not sure. Will you deliver this to me, or do I pick it up from you if I order these foods?
You can do both. We you picking them up at a couple of our locations is the best option for us, because, you know, that just cuts down on our running around and all that. But we do offer a free delivery service, and we can deliver that to your company, to your home, or whatever. And we are more than happy to offer discounts as well. So I have people all the time that call up and say, you know, hey, my office wants to order. If I get, you know, three orders or more up, you know, will you offer us a discount? And absolutely.
For and I did look at the website, there's a wide range that she delivers. It really is a wide range. Is there a minimum, say, for an individual, if I wanted to order meals, a minimum amount of meals per day you would have to order?
Five. Yeah. You have to order five per week. So
five per week. That's not much.
You don't go into our website. We really have cut down. Our whole goal is for everything to be as convenient as possible. We want the website to be as convenient as possible. We're looking into building an app for, you know, our customers. We even do a weekly subscription where if you know that you're going to order from us for the next 6 weeks or 6 months or a year, you can just tell us and we'll get all of your payment information in there. And then every week we just automatically do it and send it to you however you want it. So we want things as simple as possible, and then we work very hard to do that. We have customers all the way up to Dayton, down to Dalton, Cleveland, all the way around.
Can you tell me, give me an example, and I know somewhat because, of course, we carry it, just a couple of the, like what would be in a couple of the meals, just for lunch or supper for people who are listening?
Well, I'm glad that you asked that, because there's other companies around. One of the things that I really don't like to market is that we're quote unquote healthy. Obviously, we are nutritiously sound. I started the business on the baseline of clean eating. But for some reason, we have found that when we tell people we have healthy food, it puts a stigma on it.
Yes.
And I've literally had people call me and then say, oh, you're healthy food? Well, we're not interested in what you have. You'd be surprised at how many times I've had that happen. So what we really try to do, and what my specialty is taking some of your favorite things like lasagna, which would typically be a 2,500 to 3,000 calorie meal for one person. We have brought it down substantially. But we try to keep that taste. You know, obviously we're not going to keep 100%, it's not going to taste, you know, exactly 100% like your high, you know, your high calorie meals. But, and there's some things like, there's nothing I can do with chicken Alfredo, I'm sorry. But most of the things, we serve meatloaf, we serve, you know, pork chops. We really try to take your fun things that you go out to Olive Garden or you go, you know, to the restaurant that you want to eat, your chicken piccata and stuff like that. And we recreate that in a healthier option.
Oh, that's just wonderful. That really informs me too. Go ahead, if you will, and tell people your website and the best and easiest way for them to start this process if they're interested. And of course, you know, if you just want to come by and take a look at the meals, Nutrition World does offer them in the refrigerator that you can pick up and take to work or take to home or whatever. But tell the listeners more about directly contacting you.
Our website is lifestylecuisinemeals.com. And all of the information is on there, the pricing, the delivery. My personal phone number is on there. I'm not going to give that out right now, but I'll let you seek that out a little bit. But I love talking to people. I love explaining what we do. So don't hesitate. But all of the information is on our website at lifestylecuisinemeals.com. And we're on Facebook. So pretty much everything that you can find on the website will be on Facebook. And Facebook will direct you to our website as well.
Well, I love that, Sarah. And, I, you know, our time's already up on this, but I think you are doing such good work and for this Chattanooga community, because the biggest obstacle I find when I speak on keto, which is probably a dozen times a day, is the frustration of how do we put it together, and especially for super busy people. You know, not all of us have to work like we do, and you know, 5-6 days a week. There are people who have time, and you know, they're retired and they have an easier life, but even for those people it can be frustrating. And what a great way for them to start the diet, just by embracing what you have. They can learn by actually just seeing what you're making and seeing how easy and how delicious and how functional this right. is. So, you know, thank you for joining us. And it is time for us to take another break. And when we come back, we'll be discussing with the Vascular Institute some exciting news. So we've got all of that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health and wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. We're back again. This is Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and I'm excited to talk to a guest who we have had on one other time, Dr. Lazar, and he's with the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. And it's kind of an unusual conversation, I think, because he is so involved with helping people that have vascular issues. And vascular issues, of course, I'll let him explain more of that. I think many people kind of have an idea. But what I love about Dr. Lazar is he's so focused on the big picture of health. And he's not just a person who goes in and fixes something and then doesn't try to think about why did that happen? How did this person get in a state of health that actually made something like his vascular intervention have to happen. I love the fact that he's helping people to be healthy, along with helping people to actually live longer. So welcome, Dr. Lazar, again.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate being invited back onto the show. It's a passion of mine to take care of people. And my job, I'm a surgeon, but I'm a vascular surgeon. So what that means is I take care of a lot of patients that have common day problems with walking, problems with people that can develop problems with strokes or heart attacks, things like that. And I'm one of the doctors out there that can identify people at risk and then try to do the things to prevent problems from happening.
Well, what I love about, you know, your philosophy and when I just talk to your wife, too, is you really embrace what I call more of a functional medicine attitude, which is looking, you know, again, deeper into the circumstances that created it to help prevent a secondary problems, because there are acute situations. I'm sure you save people's lives every single day, that if they didn't get something that you're offering, they would either not be walking or maybe not be living. And you know, I know you're embracing the latest and the greatest. So tell me a little bit about your vascular center. Where's it located? And some of the newest and innovative kind of stuff that you are doing.
We are located over on Lifestyle Way. It's right off of Shalaford, right next to the corner of Shalaford and Gun Barrel, over in that region, across from Ruth Chris and the Embassy Suites area. And it's centrally located just because we take care of patients all the way from North Georgia and all of Eastern Tennessee. And a lot of people travel to our center for pretty severe problems. I mean, it's problems that people might be having a mini stroke problem, and it's identified that they have a blockage that we need to fix, or they're having leg problems. And that's predominantly what I take care of, patients that have difficulty walking, a sore on their leg, weakness when they walk. These are some of the things that we look for in our community, and then get them to our center to actually repair them. So what we actually do is we first see people. Pretty much we can get people in within a few days. If there's a doctor that calls, we can get people in. We do screenings with ultrasounds where we can use sound waves and look inside the body to see if there's a blockage. And then we can actually repair the blockage in our center with the same-day surgery type of care. I call it Band-Aid surgery. We put Band-Aids on when we finish, and people can walk home.
Man, I love that. Now, do they need a referral, or can they call you directly?
No, they can call directly. And we do a lot of promotional work in the communities to really spread the word that there's that we're here, and we're here to serve this community. I agree with what you said before. You know, you mentioned the fact that to try to take a holistic approach to our patients. And as a surgeon, you know, one of the things I loved about surgery when I went through this was it was very technical. It was very focus driven. You had an objective to achieve. But as I've gotten out and become more of a mature physician, I realize we're taking care of patients. And patients actually aren't just a problem they're to fix. It's a relationship, and making people understand about their health and what's happening inside their body so that we can prevent more serious problems from happening.
Yeah, and you and your wife both set such a great example of health and vibrancy, because you believe so much in exercise and proper eating and nutritional supplementation. Let me ask you, I know a lot of people who come in, and a lot of people just throughout the world, when they get older or their parents are older, they have what they call the mini stroke. Is that the TIA? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, that's the TIA symptom. And that's where someone will have temporary blindness of their eye, or they can't speak for a few minutes, or they can't feel or move their arm or leg. If something like that happens, you must go to your physician. Someone has to know about that so that we can do preventative care, or you could have a major stroke.
Well, I'm just going to kind of repeat all these stories that I hear, and I know Dr. Green would hear it maybe differently because he's directly in the medical field, but so many of my clients who either themselves or their elderly parents suffer this, they go to the hospital, they get an acute care, just, you know, get them through the next few days. It doesn't seem like there's a whole lot done after that. They kind of just good luck, patient, you know, hope you don't have another one. I mean, you're doing more than what normally would be done, correct?
Well, I would say that once we identify a patient like that, I think it can happen where people get lost in the weeds. But one of the things that physicians are trying to do is pass them off. So if I had a patient that I needed to do surgery on and fix their problem, then I would go to Dr. Green and say, Dr. Green, hey, listen, we got to deal with this patient's cholesterol and their smoking habit and their blood pressure's out of control. You know, I need help. You know, I can't do all of this. I'm a specialist in my field. But we're team. We're all about team and activating a community network where we care for people properly.
Question I have, a lot of people who are 85 to 90 years old who have the TIAs, is that too old to have intervention?
No, it isn't. You know, I never disqualify anybody for surgery or an intervention based on age alone, because it's really physiologic health. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have some 90-year-old, actually we have 100-year-old patients that walk a mile a day and are very active and can. And you know, we all think that as we get older, we're going to start to lose our mental faculty. And I would say only less than 10% of the very elderly lose mental faculty. So majority of people think well, do their taxes, do their checkbook, And it's important to be physically active, and that's what I encourage for my patients.
Well, I love the fact that you are encouraging. It's not just blowing smoke. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake, and thank you for joining us. I am Ed Jones with my co-host, Dr. Christopher Green, and we are with Dr. Lazar with the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. I want to talk about what you've got coming up, Dr. Lazar. It sounds so exciting with this community health fair, which will be on Saturday, July 14th. Tell me all the things that you have going on and the offerings for people and why they really need to mark this on their calendar to come.
Well, it's July 14th. It's from 8 o'clock in the morning to noon, and that's going to be at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. That is on Lifestyle Way, right off of Shalaford, and at the corner of Shalaford and Gun Barrel. And we're going to have the facility is going to be open for people to come and visit. There'll be places to go where you might be identified that you might need a carotid screen, where they check your neck artery as a stroke prevention issue. Or there may be screenings for your lower extremity if you have a problem with problems with walking. But there are going to be other things like talking about health and fitness. We have people there that actually can talk about that. Blood pressure checks, height and weight, discussions about BMI and what that really means. We also take care of a lot of patients with vein disease in this area. Vein disease is very prevalent. People with varicose veins, swelling of their leg, heaviness in their leg when they walk. And we can talk about compression hose and how that works, how that helps people. And then the other exciting thing is we're going to have I call it the lung bus. And the lung bus is, they actually have a CT scanner in this bus. And for people who qualify, they can have a free screen of their chest for lung cancer. And we know that if we catch lung cancer late, people don't do well. But if we catch it early, survival rates are extremely high. So it's important to identify if you are a patient at risk and you qualify for this, this might be a life-saving day for you.
Probably one of the biggest changes we've had to prevent lung cancer in, well, my entire career.
Yeah, no,
that I can remember.
To
catch it early, I should say, but to cure it, I mean, to catch things in stage one, it's just incredible.
It's one of the leading causes of death in the United States is lung cancer. Yeah. And the problem is we find it too late. And so if we can catch it early, identify people who are at risk and then fix those problems, we can save their lives.
Mm-hmm. And half of those people with lung cancer don't smoke, almost, from the people I talk to. So this not just because if you say you're not smoking, then that's not going to give you the guarantee you don't have lung cancer. Now, you are also sponsoring a fun run?
Yes, this is going to be a little bit later. It's going to be September 8th, and it is we call it the Victory Run, and it is using our legs to help save lives. So what we're trying to do, what we've identified in this area, is that there's a tremendous amount of what we call PAD, peripheral artery disease. And the end point of peripheral artery disease is somebody that has a sore on their foot that doesn't heal, a gangrene on their foot. This is a limb-threatening problem. And some people don't have funds to actually take care of themselves. So we're working through the medical foundation in Chattanooga, and we're raising funds for the people, indigent people who have no funds to get care for critical limb disease.
Oh, that's so exciting. And I know Nutrition World is going to somewhat partner to help promote all of this. And we'll have this on our website at NutritionW also. And again, your website is vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com. And the phone number for those who would want to write it down is 423-602-2750. And so this, back to the health fair, is going to be on July 14th. That is a Saturday from 8 in the morning till noon. And again, you know, if people are not still totally familiar with where it is, it's real close to Walgreens. They're on Shalford Road across from Ruth Chris. And beautiful building outside, and it's very, very easy to find. So I certainly encourage everyone who wants to, know more about their health. One question I have is, when you say compression hose fittings, Are you saying that many people don't know how to use the compression hose and you're going to teach them, or what does that mean?
Well, there are people that have venous disease or swelling in their legs or varicose veins that are painful. There are different ways to handle this. One is just to control the swelling with a compression stocking. And we can buy these at the regular stores, and they're just kind of off the shelf, and they may or they may not fit. And so everybody's leg is just a little different, so we'll actually do individualized measurements and get the proper type of gear that you need to take care of yourself. Just one more comment about the health fair. I just let everybody know that this is a free event. This is open to the entire public, and we're doing the lung screening for those that qualify. And we're really hoping that we get a good turnout for people who have questions or just are curious about what's going on.
Well, Nutrition World is going to do all we can to help make sure it's a great turnout. So thank you, Dr. Sarr, for coming in. And you know, it's already time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. And we've got that plus more to come for Dr. Green and myself, Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that is all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back with my friend Dr. Christopher Green for a very special part of our show, The Spiritual Moment.
Thank you, Ed. I like bringing this every week. And to remind our listeners, the Spiritual Moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale Baptist Church, please visit their website at silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. Ed, today we're continuing the same theme, or similar to last week, talking about peace. I have two verses for you. The first is Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The next verse is Isaiah 26, verse 3. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you. Who among us doesn't search for peace in life? Life is full of trials and stress, and we want to know and feel an inner, lasting peace in the middle of these hard times. When Isaiah said perfect peace, he actually wrote shalom, shalom, or peace, peace. This is like saying the peace that really is peace, or peace upon peace. He referred to a deep, lasting, inner sense of well-being that will never degrade or be destroyed, which sounds about perfect to me. That peace is found only by setting our minds steadfastly on God, by realizing that He is God and knows all of our current situations and also all of our future, by having minds that trust and anticipate what He promises, accepting and enjoying what He offers. So this peace is not found in the current situation of your life, but rather in the perfect peace that comes only by the Spirit of God, as we keep our minds focused on Him and His promises. So when the circumstances of life pull you towards worry and fear, cling to God and His promise of peace, trusting that He will never, ever leave or forsake you. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, back to you.
Thank you, as always. I know there will be many people who will resonate with that based on their circumstances today, and what a blessing. I do want to mention that, you know, Nutrition World does have some upcoming events. We always do. And it seems that, you know, a bigger part of our purpose in this community is assisting and educating others on the journey of health, because it is somewhat a complex journey. And we live in a world that is full of information to a point where it's overwhelming. And unlike the days when I grew up, and I'm not sure about Dr. Green, but I remember only the only source of information I had was my encyclopedias that were in a, you know, in the living room, and or we went to the library. That was basically it. So if we wanted to know something about something, we either just decided it's too much trouble, or if we didn't have someone to ask, then we just didn't know. And I don't want to go back to those days. However, I will say that sometimes it is overwhelming. The simplest of questions, you can go on the internet and have about, you know, dozens of opinions, and then all of a sudden you don't know what to do. So we're helping, hopefully, on that journey. We have, again, I don't want people to get worn out on the topic of weight loss, but it has always been the most commonly asked question of my clients and customers since 1979, and I don't see it ending anytime soon. But on July 12th, we will be having another lecture on what is called Ideal Protein Diet. It is a type of keto diet, but what makes it different is that you come in and we are hand-holding everything that you do. We're helping you to figure out the foods to eat. We're weighing you on this very expensive machine called Sika. We monitor weekly. You come in once a week for about 20 to 30 minutes, and we have about a 95% success rate on people, men losing about 3 pounds a week, women losing about 2. But beyond that is the fact that it's so effective for blood sugar control, and many health issues seem to just kind of dissolve away when you get into this keto. So it's going to be, again, July 12th. You can go on Nutrition W under events or on our Facebook in order to sign up. It is free.
Ed, will that be just like the one I attended where it's a lecture that teaches you about keto, various forms of keto diet as well?
No, and thank you for that question. It actually, yes, some will be, but some isn't. Ideal Protein is a type of diet out of Canada that was developed, believe it or not, about 20 plus years ago. And it does not rely on the high level of fat that the traditional, now traditional keto diet is offering. I tend to favor the higher fat keto diet, but this one is more rigid. You have to follow these exact rules, unlike the keto diet, which has some flexibility. You don't have it with Ideal Protein, because there are people who really don't do well with decision-making with food, believe it or not, and I think you do know that, and we take the guesswork out. So we are actually saying, this is what you're going to eat, and you have a variety now. It's not like you only have four foods, but you have to choose from this one list of foods, and we tell you how much to eat and kind of when to eat it, and it takes all the guesswork away. So it's a kind of unusual diet. Now, on July 14th, there's a lecture called Biohacking, a Guide for Transforming Your Life. And the word biohacking is so interesting because it kind of came around about a few years ago with the guy who invented a bulletproof coffee. He's really the one who catapulted this name. Dave Asprey is him. And it really has to do with can we take our physical and emotional place that we are and supercharge it? How can we get our ability to go to its optimal level? Not just good, optimal. Well, we are going to offer a class with two very, very skilled people on this date, one of which is my daughter, Katie Jones, and a physician here in town. And this is one of the few that you will have to pay some money for. I think it's $15. But it's going to be a real almost workshop more than a lecture. So for those who are interested in that, you know, please look on our website and sign up. I'm really big into that. Now, we are going to have a lecture on something that continues to excite me constantly. And I don't mean to keep rambling on about nutrition world, but it's on mushrooms. And we're not talking the mushrooms like you get at the salad bar. We're talking about therapeutic healing mushrooms. And the more I study these things on mushrooms, the more I am totally totally blown away because mushrooms have the ability to really not succumb to almost any disease. It's one of the few or if only plants on this earth that you cannot destroy unless you just really pour poison on it or crush it. And it has the ability to take even motor oil that's poured on soil, use it for its own nutritional needs, continue to grow, and turn the soil back into good soil. It's magic. So on July 31st, we're flying someone in who's an expert on that and is going to further educate people on how and why would you want to even consider and use this. Now, most people use these for specific reasons. Like cordyceps is a mushroom that I used to climb the Colorado Mountain 2 years in a row. That was 14,500 feet. It expands the lungs dramatically. So when you take the mushroom cordyceps, you have about 6 hours of Superman lung capacity. And I can assure you that if you were a runner and you're running 7 minute miles right now, you're going to run a 640 the first time you take four cordyceps, if your lungs are what's inhibiting your running. It's not permanently fixing it, but it's a totally safe, effective way to get more lung capacity. So of course, common sense says if you're a person who's struggling with lung health, this may be a consideration. Again, if you're being treated with drugs by your physician, it is something you need to ask them about. And then lastly, on July 24th, it goes back to the weight loss lecture, but this is different. Dr. Green and I interviewed a physician named Dr. Smith, Michael Smith, and he's, I think, lives in Florida. He's will be flying up here. He is a physician with a tremendous background of biochemistry, and he's going to be talking about a whole different avenue of balancing blood chemistry in order to optimize weight loss. And it's going to be interesting, especially for those people who kind of enjoy the more detailed biochemical explanations of weight loss and how to embrace it in your own life. So that's, you know, a lot of stuff going on at Nutrition World, and I'm just excited as I always am. And I just, you know, can't say enough about how well this show is going. And I do want to thank Avalon Design Studios for designing this website at vitalhealthradio.com, because all of our previous shows, most of them are being posted on vitalhealthradio.com. So any of you who would like to, you know, log on when you can't be in the car to listen, I encourage it. And we are going to have more and more of these exciting shows. So, you know, I can't believe it, but that does it for this week's
edition. We'll throw in one more thing. We talked several times about the coach. I think Dr. Lasar has referred to that before as well. I want to remind people that CHI does have the mobile lung screening coach. If you want to make an appointment, that's 423-495-LUNG. That's 423-495-5864.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for the radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.